thousands of years, the ice has built up into sheets that are over 3 kilometers thick. Some of this ice is 500,000 years old. Buried far beneath the snow and ice, there is land. Seventy percent of the world's fresh water is trapped as Antarctic ice. In places, mountains poke through the ice. Glaciers. Some of the ice that covers Antarctica is sliding very slowly downhill towards the sea in rivers. These rivers of ice are called glaciers. Where the glaciers meet the sea, they form a wall of ice. Antarctica's fastest moving glacier is the Shiraz Glacier. It moves 2 kilometres a year. The Beardmore Glacier moves just 1 metre a year. Icebergs. At the coast, the peaceful stillness is sometimes shattered as huge chunks of ice break off from the glaciers and float out to sea. These are icebergs. Most of an iceberg is hidden beneath the water. Icebergs are as hard as rock and can sink a ship. Long days and nights. The sun never rises during the Antarctic winter, and in summer it never sets. This is because Antarctica is so close to the South Pole. Exactly the same thing happens at the North Pole too. A place without trees. There are no trees in Antarctica, only mosses, lichens, and 2 kinds of flowering plants. These grow mostly near the sea and on islands such as South Georgia. These lichens on a cliff are among the few plants found in Antarctica. Penguins. Different kinds of penguin. The best loved of all Antarctic birds are the penguins. They look like people in black suits and white shirts. They aren't afraid of visitors and often walk right up to have a look at them. There are many different kinds of penguin in the world. 7 of these kinds live in Antarctica. Emperor penguins are the largest kind of penguin, and they weigh up to 40 kilograms. They would come up to a man's waist. Five kinds of penguin live on the islands in the vast ocean surrounding the Antarctic mainland. South Georgia is one of these islands. The scenery is spectacular, with snow-covered mountains and glaciers. Huge colonies of king penguins live there. King penguins are almost as big as emperor penguins, but are more brightly coloured. Emperor and Adélie penguins live in large colonies on the Antarctic mainland. However, only emperor penguins can survive here in the extreme cold of winter. Adélie penguins move north onto the ice-covered sea. How penguins survive. Great swimmers. Penguins can't fly, and they look clumsy and helpless on land. But in the sea, it's another story. Their wings have become flippers to help them swim. In fact, penguins are such good swimmers that they seem to fly through the water. Penguins have